Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is kind of related to the Quranic sciences, and it's related to the miraculousness of the Quran, the linguistic eloquence of the Holy Quran, its aspect of miraculousness which is related to its literary quality. And that question revolves around the idea and the claim that the Quran Almighty has copied a lot of the phrases and expressions which were used by the poets of the age of ignorance. This is a claim that a lot of people make. And you know, there's they mention a lot of these poems that these poets recited, and they say, look, these are very similar to the verses of the Holy Quran. By way of passing, we can mention one of them. For example, in one of his poems, right, a poet by the name of Hatim al-Tayy. Hatim al-Tayy was not only a poet, but he was also a king. He uses the following expression: "Wa yahyal ilam al-bid wa hiya ramim." Right. This is very similar to one verse of the Holy Quran, where God Almighty says, "Qala man yuhyil ilam wa hiya ramim." Right. So a lot of people say, "Look, the Quran is copying this poem from the age of ignorance." Right. So we can answer this question in a number of different ways. One of the ways in which we can tackle this problem and answer it is in this way. First of all, these poems which have been recorded, right, and related and ascribed to these poets from the age of ignorance, none of them has a chain of transmission. These poets, right, at that time, a lot of people didn't know how to read or write. So they were passed down from one person to another orally, right? So a poet would come, he would recite a poem, people would memorize it and pass it down, you know, from one generation to the next. They were never recorded. And what is more, there was no chain of transmission, right, where a person could know who this poem is being transmitted from and being related from. A person would come and say, "I heard Imran al-Qais say this poem." Or, "I heard that Imran al-Qais said this poem." But he doesn't say who he got this transmission from, right? So there's no way to assess whether these Arabian poets really, recited these poems or not. There's no way to verify it. So this calls into question a little bit. It makes this, dubious, the claim that the Quran copied these phrases from these poets. And also, we can reinforce this with another point, and that is that the pagans and the polytheists of this era, when after the reappearance of Islam, they were always looking for an excuse, right, to call the Quran into question. If these poems were really the poems of these Arabian poets before, and that too before the age of Islam, because who's to say that they didn't recite these poems after Islam? There's no, these transmissions doesn't say, doesn't mention the date in which these poems were recited. It just mentions the fact that the poets recited them. So aside from that, right, if these poets really had recited these poems, and these were parts of their poems, the mushriks and the polytheists of the age of ignorance could clearly have referenced them when calling the Quran into question, but they didn't, right? Which shows that probably and possibly these were not the real poems of these poets. And therefore, we cannot use them as a objection to the validity of the divine nature of the Holy and the divine nature of the Holy Quran. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the Quran's use of phrases and expressions from Arabic poetry. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.